Bye to you.
Kurdish toes.
Kurdish
How are you?
toes. Okay, doing good.
Let's wait a minute, see if anybody else comes online.
Okay.
I'm starting with the parasha of Lech Lecha and with section 1. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu konanei aleinu ma'asei adeinu konaneihu. Lech Lecha me'artzecha v'gomer Rabbi Abba petach v'amar Shinu Eli Abire Lev Harchokim Mitzraka Mitzdaka Shinu Eli Abirai Lev Kamata Kifin Lebaihu Dechayavaya Dechaman Shavile Dioraita Vila Mistachlan Beho Bali Baihu Takifin Dila Mechadrin Bijuta Legabe Marehon Ti Ikru Nabire Lev Harchokim Mitzraka, Dimitrachake, Meoraita. Get you out of your country. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with this verse, and to explain the reason why Abraham merited that the Holy One, blessed be He, would say this to him rather than to any other person of his time. Hearken to me, you stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. Means how hard are the hearts of the wicked, who are the paths and the ways of Torah, yet do not observe them. The paths are the internal aspects, the ways are the external aspects, and the hearts of the wicked are stout, as they do not repent and turn back to their master. This is the reason why they are called stout-hearted. The verse, that are far from righteousness, means that they keep themselves far from Torah. This is why they remain far from righteousness. Verse 2. Rabbi Chizkiya Amar Demit Rachake Meku Chabarihu Ve'inun Rafikin Mine Uginkach Ikun Abirele Harchokim Mitzdaka Dilabian Lekarva Leka Beku Chabarihu Ve'inkach Inun Rechokim mitzdaka, kevan dinun rechokim, mitzdaka rechokim, inun meshalom, delet lon shalom, diktiv ein shalom, amar Hashem larshaim, memtet begin dinun. Rabbi Hizkiah commented on the aforementioned verse, since they drew themselves away from the Holy One, blessed be He. Therefore, they remain far away from Him. And because of this, because they keep far away from the Holy One, blessed be He, they are called stout-hearted. And the verse teaches us that they are far from righteousness. For what reason? Because they do not wish to come closer to the Holy One, blessed be He, as they are stout-hearted. And because of this, they are far from righteousness. Because they are far from righteousness, they are also far from peace. They can have no peace, as it is written. There is no peace, says Hashem, to the wicked. And why is that so? Because they are far from righteousness. They have no peace. The third verse. Tachatze Abraham Ba'e l'karva l'kudsha b'rifu V'idkirav ha'idiktiv Ahavta tzedek v'tisna resha Begindi ahav tzedek v'sana resha itkirav l'tzdaka V'alda ketiv Abraham Ohavi memtet ohavi Begindi ktiv ahavta Tzedek rechimuta dekutcha barichu Virachim le Abraham Mikol b'nei radare Dahawo abire lev Binun rechokim mitzdaka Kima de'itmar. Come and see. Abraham indeed succeeded in his desire to get closer to the Holy One. Blessed be He. As it is written, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Because he loved righteousness and hated wickedness, he therefore came closer to righteousness. Therefore it is written, Abraham, my beloved. Why is he my beloved? Because it has been said about him, you love righteousness. This is the love toward the Holy One, blessed be He, whom Abraham loved more than anyone else of his generation, who were stout-hearted and far from righteousness, as has already been explained. That's the end of the first section. This section is describing or answering the question, what makes Abraham so special? That the Creator would speak to him. Because the Creator does not speak to every person. What causes this Creator to be able to speak with someone? And the answer is, to be able to hear the Creator, you have to be close to the Creator. Because in the prophets and in the writings, the Ezekiel speaks of that still, small voice within. The still, small voice. What is a small voice? There's a story told about a sage, and I do not remember his name. The story is told in the Talmud. The story is told about a sage who speaks. He's on his sick bed. He is speaking so quietly to his students that they cannot hear him, even when they've got their ear close to his mouth. And yet they will make every effort to hear him. They will make every effort to put their ear right up to his mouth. And the people who observe this, they ask, I stand up in the synagogue and I give a drash, I give a speech about the Torah. I'm trying to connect to people, and I speak loudly so that everybody in the synagogue, throughout all the corners of the synagogue, can hear me. But nobody listens, nobody pays attention. And your teacher, you can't even hear him, and you pay such close attention to his words. Why do you do that? And the answer that the students give is he loves us. And we feel that love, even if we cannot hear his words. What made Abraham so special is he could feel the Creator's love. He was in affinity with the Creator's love. He is a chariot for the Creator's love. And we can also be a chariot for the Creator's love. We just have to remember that the Creator loves us. And we will draw closer to the Creator, or in the words of the Zohar in this section, closer to righteousness, if we remember that the Creator loves us. You create children. Do you love them? Of course, every parent will answer, I love my child. But the truth is, do you love your children? Do you love your children as much as you love physical pleasures? Do you love your children as much as the things in this world that you don't like? None of us like pain and suffering. But do we love our children so much that we will give them pain and suffering as part of their teaching and their growing to learn how to love the Creator? Will we demonstrate that? Or will we speak words and act differently because we don't think about our children? We don't think about how our children will perceive what we do. Abraham was never without a thought of the Creator. And because of his thoughts of desire to be close to the Creator, he became close to the Creator. Cause and effect. The effect is to be close to the Creator. The cause is you thinking about the Creator. The cause is you contemplating the words of the Zohar, the words of the Tanakh, the words that are Hashem. The Torah teaches us that Hashem and the Torah and the children of Israel are one. The endless world is light and vessel, following the pattern of the Torah. The light is the Creator, Hashem. The vessel is the children of Israel. The Torah is the plan, the blueprint of creation. And they are one. But how many of us think of the Torah as the blueprint of creation? How many of us act in our daily life based on the blueprint of creation called the Torah? It's a nice story that Abraham was close to Hashem, that Hashem said to him, leave your father's house. And the Zohar comes and says, father's house? That's the creator. That's the palace where the creator lives. That's the palace where the soul rests and is waiting for his opportunity to hear the words of the creator. This desire to be close to the creator. The truth is, when I began to study Kabbalah and I heard that statement from my teacher, everybody wants to be close to the creator. That is the central point of desire. There is no other desire that a person has except wanting to be closer to the Creator. And I heard this, and I hadn't even recognized it before I came to that class. I had never heard it before, because I had never studied Torah before. And I said, wow, I now know what my purpose in life is. Did I really know what my purpose in life is? Not to the nth degree. But by accepting that statement, I want to be closer to the Creator, I began to hear the Creator. Not every day, not every minute, not all the time. And I'm many, many, many minutes of every day separated from the Creator, Chas v'Shalom. But the knowledge that I want to be closer to the Creator is my central essence of desire to receive. Brings me closer to the Creator. Brings me closer to the righteousness, brings me closer to living Torah. Not studying Torah, not acting like the Torah, it brings me closer to living Torah. This is the message of these three simple verses in the Zohar. Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will be teaching our fifth class in Science and Torah. Monday morning at 11 a.m., we will be teaching our 15th class in the Sefer Yetzirah. 5:30 Monday afternoon, we will be teaching a class called Relativity that nobody really knows what it is, but it is one of the more powerful lessons that I teach. I hope you'll join us, even if you've heard the class. It's well worth hearing again. 8:30 is, I believe, our eighth or ninth class in the Esther Sefirot, in Rabbi Ashlag's teaching of the Hakamah, the introduction to the 10 luminous emanations, to the study of the Tree of Life. Tuesday at 8:30. We will be teaching our 30th class in the series of Advanced Reincarnation. Wednesday, we will be teaching a new basic class at 6 p.m. The noon class has been transferred to Friday morning at 6:30 a.m. Thursday night at 10 p.m., we'll be teaching a Zohar class. And next Saturday night at 10 p.m., we will be teaching a Zohar class. Next Tuesday night, a week from Tuesday, the following Tuesday, we will be making a connection to Rachel Imenu and Benjamin Chasadik, her son, and Methuselah ben Hanoch, the longest living man, who lived 969 years, and learn the meaning of 969. Have a beautiful month of Cheshvan. Transform it from the mar, the bitter, to the ram, the elevated. And you do that by being happy, whatever happens during the month. Be happy. Welcome it. Don't go into crisis. Don't let it affect you by being sad. Enjoy it. Laugh at it. And you will have a wonderful month. Any questions? Shalom.
Okay, shalom. Good night.
Good night.